Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Here we go. Hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. General at your service. Salute to you. Thanks for making us part of your day. There's Broadus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, Super Bowl winner, Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh fixing to go 5. You got Woolchuck and Shia follow. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video, and along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's a Mavericks game night. It's Klay Thompson facing the Warriors for the first time since signing with the Mavs, the organization he won four championships with, Brian. It's a big story.
Giving away captain's hats tonight. You see that?
No.
Yeah, I saw that, dude.
Cool giveaway.
You're old enough to remember Captain and Tennille, right?
The performers. Yeah.
Remember the captain used to wear, like, well, I guess it's like the skipper hat. Like, you know, in Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
They're giving away captain's hats. Everybody's
very nice.
Because
he used to always wear that on his boat ride to the arena.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that have the rope along the brim where it meets the main part of it? I feel like that's a big trend these days.
It's got the Gold State logo.
As long as they're not half-assing it will.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to, you know, watching this game. It's going to be a 9 o'clock tip for you tonight. So, you know, good news if you're a get-home-a-little-bit-later kind of schedule. But, yeah, a lot going on. Malika Andrews' sister is going to join us coming up in the 3 o'clock segment. That would be Kendra Andrews.
Are you going to introduce her as like, hey, Malika's sister?
Yeah. It's a power family of broadcasters.
Whoa, wait a minute. Malika Andrews. Do I have this confused?
ESPN?
Yeah. Is she the one dating your doppelganger?
That's right.
They're married.
They're married now.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Well, we have her sister on.
And now we're going to have her sister on.
We're going to have her sister on.
Wait a minute, bro.
We're get the deets.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be here for this.
I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah. I don't want you to be here for this.
It's pretty outstanding.
Yeah, I want the universe on you. You know what I mean?
Must be some very proud parents over there in the Andrews household. Both Malika and Kendra, all-star broadcasters, one an anchor, one a reporter. And they're doing a heck of a job. Very talented ladies.
At any point, are you going to reset the interview by saying Malika Andrews' sister with us here on The Fan?
I don't think so. No.
I'll count it as a bet payoff.
Yeah.
We could do a bet payoff. I would be willing to count that as a bet payoff for Dawson if he resets the interview at some point in the middle of the proceedings with that. I think that would
Can we get a ruling from the other members of the show?
I think you need to do it on Zoom so she can see you.
Yeah, she'd be like, wait, is that my brother-in-law?
Like, wait a minute. What's going on?
Okay, I'll do it. That's no problem. I mean, what's the worst you could do? Hang up, you know?
Yeah.
Had that before.
Yeah.
It would be hilarious.
Or never have her back.
Do you think it's disrespectful?
It's,
if it's disrespectful.
It's absolutely disrespectful.
Yeah. It totally is. Especially if you don't even say her name. If you just say it's Malika Andrews' sister with us here on The Fan. And you just keep it moving.
I'm willing to do it for a bad payoff.
The fact that Chief was just like pushing it through.
Yeah.
It's an indictment on me.
A little bit. Toxic Tuesday.
A
little bit.
Well, last Friday, after Woolchuck had a cup of coffee with a condiment that he likes as his bet payoff, I just thought we had lowered the bar significantly. Hey. Chief, I suggested I drink coffee with some mustard or ketchup in it. You know, as my bet payoff.
We did. We lowered the bar significantly as soon as people started not doing them. So now I'm like, I'm just going to do one, and I'm going to make it as easy as possible for
myself. Wanted to get the momentum flowing again?
I think this would be fantastic.
It was a good try, Woolchuck.
What, fantastic that we say that her sister?
I like the idea. I think that would be pretty damn funny.
It's kind of shock jockey. You know, I might have a bad name. I don't want to disrespect her sister or make her feel
insecure.
It would
be disrespectful. Mavs, so you can let her know.
Mavs could be in the playoffs. We, you know, she could provide, you know, we're building
you want a
like
future
a
guest?
We're building a rapport with her, aren't we?
Yeah,
we've had her on before.
So you're saying we shouldn't take our guests off?
Eric and I do that in the pregame show all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. All the time. We kind of, you know.
Okay, how about this?
She'd be like, girl, I just met the bizarro world version of your husband. Yeah, and he disrespected me during the interview.
Yeah. It's funny. Dave McMiniman's another ESPN NBA reporter, and he is kind of my doppelganger. Yes. You know, it's crazy how much he and this male prostitute who was on the Ricky Lake show back in the day. Now, that dude was an incredible doppelganger. Like me, plus 40 pounds from Arkansas with a mullet, a permed mullet. This dude was awesome, but he looks exactly like me. You can find it, I believe, on GBag underscore Nation
like
Instagram.
If you and Kenny Powers had a child. Yeah.
Oh, yes. But it had all of my facial features. That's
spot on.
Oh, there's a captain hat, Dawson. You can see him wearing it right now.
Okay. I like those captain hats.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. The big gold rope along the front. That's going to be styling tonight. We need a win in Mavs land. I tell you that much. They're 5-5. What's going on? I didn't even consider this because of how good Luka and Kyrie are at sharing the ball, but I think, you know, a couple of things. Number one, when you get a number of very young and talented supporting players all together again who are trying to prove themselves, there's not enough shots going around. It can be hard to get buy-in and sacrifice in a group like that. And if a guy doesn't feel like he's getting shots, he's not playing 100% defense. You're getting 95, you're getting 75, you're getting somewhere in there, sometimes 50% of his effort on defense because he's ticked off. Right, he's got shots that have to go in for him to get a bag. So you're like putting him at $3 million for his next contract instead of $8 million. He's coming to every game hacked off. Okay, that's what happens when you try to go for a championship and accumulate a ton of talent. And it is difficult. That's why a lot of teams fail, and it blows up spectacularly in their face. Most famously with the New York Knicks, right? But it's happened to the Suns. It's happened to the Clippers. And you know. When you see it, you have to give it time, right? And see if you can massage it out, coach guys, talk to them about sacrifice for a championship. But it is, for me, the first sign that a consolidation trade at the deadline might be money. Get down to an 8 or 9 player rotation instead of a 10 or 11 or 14 player rotation. Chief, you with me on this or what?
I mean, I think that would be certainly on the table if we get to deadline time and we're still fighting through, like this team hasn't really found itself yet, then absolutely, because the expectations are the expectations, and that's to at least get back to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
So if things are looking bleak, I'm still going to be leaning on the side of patience, and I think the Derek Lively stuff has been hugely impactful over the last week or so of them trying to figure things out. But you're right, and it would be tough. Like if a guy at this point in his career in Klay Thompson can't understand what his role is supposed to be, I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You're not the young spry dude. When you made the choice to come here, you knew kind of what the situation was going to be, didn't you?
Yeah.
Let's not act surprised about where we are here.
Yeah, you know, there's the sacrifice, the psychological component of being a teammate. Then there's the ability of Luka, Kyrie, Klay on the court together and some of the defensive weaknesses that you have defending individually. And, you know, some of the injury stuff, obviously, you're going to be made whole again. But the other thing that's going on, Mavs Moneyball did a great breakdown. They're running into some weird hot three-point shooting. Yeah. Random dudes who all of a sudden make 6 of 8 after being like 30% shooters for their career. And there's an additional 3 three-pointers made that you just could not account for when you're looking at the matchups. And when those happen, you're giving up in the 110s, in the 120s. You're like, how the hell does this keep happening? It might be a 10-game sample size bad luck run. Mavs need to get healthy. Things to continue to evaluate here as, you know, we're about 1/8 through the NBA season. Okay. So what do you look for tonight? You know, Buddy Hield has sort of rejuvenated that offense. And now Steph Curry and him are kind of the new, you know, we're spacing for each other. We're, you know, punishing them if they sag off any of us. And it's made Golden State now start to reimagine maybe we could have another championship run in here as they're one of the hottest teams out of the gates in the NBA so far. All right, that game again tonight, 9 o'clock on it's TNT or ESPN.
Be TNT tonight.
Right on. Jerry confirmed this morning Dak done for the year. Says it's a more common injury in hockey. He's got doctors that are very familiar with how to repair it, and his prognosis is wonderful. It just means that we're not going to have him the rest of the year. I just wonder what that's going to look like when he gets back. Aren't we now in that place in 11, 12, 13 where the Cowboys saw Romo get hurt on in 2010? Chris Gronkowski misses the block against the Giants. Boom, Romo's down with another collarbone break.
Carolina.
It was Carolina that time.
Thanksgiving.
Well, it happened twice.
The first time?
First time was opening day, and then he came back, played the Thanksgiving game, happened again.
Okay, so you're talking the first time or the second time? Because the second time that killed us was the Carolina
game. About the first
he was
time.
Hurt in 2010. Okay. John Kitna comes in. He was hurt a couple of other times.
Yeah. And then the other one was Keithley
before it really started to get bad.
Yeah, that's when I looked at Helm and I said, let's get started on this draft.
Yeah.
This guy ain't getting up.
So at that point, the Cowboys commit to building with an offensive line, and they end up, you know, building an absolutely incredible line that did great things in 14, then again in 16, couldn't keep Doug Free in the mix. Ron Leary goes on to Denver, and you didn't have quite the great offensive line that they managed to acquire in the middle of that decade again, although it was still pretty dang good. I think that's got to be the goal. And I don't know how many of the current offensive linemen you can feel that great about. I don't think Dak's going to be a player where you're like, yeah, we have average right tackle and left tackle. They're fighting. You know, they're pretty dang good. Maybe they're going to make the Pro Bowl one. You can't have that. You can't have that with this kind of a quarterback. You need to be able to run for 4.5 consistently. You need two good wide receivers, a good tight end, good protection. And what ended up happening with those teams, I know you know this quite well, is they had to ignore the defense for multiple drafts in a row, and they ended up with this incredible offense in 14 and 16 and just Tank Lawrence, right? It was like, can Tank and Orlando Scandrick and Rolando McClain and Sean Lee like hold it down here with you know, all of our defense being pretty much you know, a bargain basement type.
George Shelvey, Jeremy Mincy.
Oh my God.
Kevin Hyder or Kerry Hyder. Yeah. But they got turnovers. You know, that was the thing about that defense. They did find a way to be opportunistic. Barry Church, the captain of it. I mean, absolutely. I'm all for building line of scrimmage always. And I think you're right about the offensive line. And I went through, what was it, last week. And when you look at first round picks and when we start looking at some of these players, Brian, maybe you're right. Maybe they should just keep hitting that offensive line, or maybe it's an edge rusher that's there for you. But I think that is probably the smarter move than falling in love with some of these receivers that we're going to watch. Mm. Even the Genty, you know, a corner maybe. Seems like the hit rate is edge rusher and offensive line when you're picking in the top 10.
Yeah, there's some positions where if you want really good, you're going to need to, and you're in the top 10, it's like this is our chance to get one of those generational type tackles or edges like a, you know, a Tyron Smith or a DeMarcus Ware or something like that.
Well, I'm kind of interested, and this is obviously being super knee-jerk, but just the idea of could Awesome Richards be a young left tackle that you can start to build with, and could Guyton go back to his original spot at right tackle, and maybe that solves some things, or is that like just crazy even?
I don't think that's crazy.
I remember Chaz Green having a really good game against the 49ers, filling in for Tyron Smith, and then the next week was the Atlanta debacle. So we need to see.
Yeah, Jerry's still out.
Absolutely. We need to see. You know, we need to see there.
At least that's kind of on the table at this point.
No, absolutely.
Grasping for any positives.
If you're looking for, you know, here's a team they drafted, they developed. I think Dallas is going to turn into defensively some draft and develop for other teams because we saw Armstrong lead. I think Golston's probably going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing
maybe Osa,
well.
Digizua.
Osa, you know, you're going to start to see that. They're not going to be able to keep all their guys. But to your point, I was really encouraged by what I saw from Awesome Richards. So hopefully that will work out for you.
Yeah, you know, with that team, Doug Free at right tackle had been a major cause of fan angst for a half decade up to that point. And you developed him. You find Ron Leary, who'd been battling injuries. Yeah. And, you know, that's what came together along with your premium picks to build maybe the greatest line this franchise had ever seen. Okay, Jerry said AT&T was built as an indoor stadium with an outdoor feel. Said, I don't want to adjust it for one reason. It's an advantage for us as far as the stadium and the sunlight and everything. He's really dug into this.
I just wonder, though, if you could open the doors, does the light coming just directly through different than the light coming through the windows?
Yeah.
I mean, because there was talk, Eric and I were doing the pregame, and there was some early thought that they were going to open the doors on that place.
Open the roof, and just make sun everywhere.
Yeah.
Now we can see where the sun is. It's not like our eyes are adjusted for darkness, and then bang, we're blinded.
Because I really did. I believe going in that they were going to open the doors on that thing. And it might be different if the sun coming through open space as opposed to coming through that glass.
The other thing we might want to think about is the Kobe Bryant training. Anybody remember that from one of his bios? Whereas as a kid, he missed a game-winning shot in an outdoor game because the sun blinded him. So he spent the next summer just staring at the sun,
didn't burn his corneas, but he spent an inordinate amount of time. And then he got to the point where he just could kind of focus on the rim even when he was directly shooting into the sun.
I feel the same way I felt last week with the Mangino poo towel. Just completely.
That's like, an amazing story.
I cannot believe I was unfamiliar with this.
Kellen Moore did say that the sunlight was an issue, and it is for everyone.
It is said. One game a year. It really is.
When they had the 325 kick. Yeah,
Kellen's hoping to be head coach, probably. After he knows how much Jerry likes him.
No, this
that could be.
It's every year there's one game where this everybody starts to talk about this, and then it tends to go away.
Mike said Cooper's going to start Monday. He said Cowboys going to add a third quarterback. Is word out on that yet?
Yeah, it's our guy Will
Greer.
Will Greer's coming back. Will Greer's coming back.
Got his buddy back.
Hold on. I get it, one day a year, like one game, that's fine.
Yeah.
For that game, why, like, so it doesn't need to be a conversation. You've got the curtains. Why can't you just put them up?
He's not going to do it, Zach. He's not going to change
them. He looks at it as a home field advantage.
There's going to be Jones as the general manager going forward. There's things you know you cannot change.
That answer needs to not be tolerated. I think the fan base is starting to say we're not going to tolerate that anymore.
Jones is
running things. This is the way they're going to do it. Nothing's going to change. It's a terrible way to live as a Cowboy fan. When he told me
not to open the roof to give the Lions some heat, they got bigger problems.
He said that today.
He said they got bigger problems, and you know he needs to address those problems himself. That's to me. I'm not going. The fact that there's always going to be a Jones running this football team, and there's always not going to be curtains up in that stadium. It's an easy fix.
I've accepted. He doesn't really have to worry about it. Yeah. You just say put the curtains up for the 325 game. Done. Boom. Fixed. Hands clean of it.
I want the fans to come up with a solution, like some sort of a drone or a suction cup with a sheet they could deploy right in the middle of it. And be like, bang, we fixed it. That'd be funny.
That would be cool. Yeah. I would love to see something.
I like that. The visor idea.
Human tower, maybe a pyramid, get a team.
RoboCop thing you were doing?
No, it's the Air Force fighter pilot helmet.
With
the helmet and the glasses.
Be badass.
Yeah. 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 You could just pull up a blimp just to the outside. Goodyear could get involved here. We could
sponsor this thing.
Yeah, there we go, Jerry.
Let's sponsor
it. Hello, somebody up at the Star. Tell Jerry we can sorry sponsor
the,
good,
the. It's already like the that. Goodyear Cotton Bowl.
This is another just added to the list of things. Like if you're a respected coach that's incoming here with a lot of opportunities, that's another thing to be like, why would I want to come here and coach a team who that is going to be a part of the issues? Where we can't even, we're going to have sunlight problems at my home games.
Yeah.
If I'm a coach with options, that's just another thing added to the list of, this is stupid. Why would I set myself up for failure?
Well, and you don't practice in that stadium. Like, if you practiced at your home stadium, like some teams do, and you then worked on it, so you did get acclimated and used to it instead of just, what, 8-9 times a year, then maybe it could be an advantage
for you. And it's only like 3 or 4 because it doesn't really come into effect until later on in the fall. We got the Chuck Wagon coming up, G-Bag of the Day at 2:30 here, bottom of the hour. What's in store, Will Chuck?
All right, let's do a little bit of quick puck. What a night it was for your Dallas Stars, and let's talk some more Sasaki.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, that's next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day coming up here in 7.5 minutes. Segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com, and let's go over here to Wolchuk. Zach?
Well, my gosh, the Dallas Stars did end up outscoring the Dallas Cowboys, and they tied them up with this goal courtesy of Victory Plus. It's the end of the first period, and it's not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but how many goals for your Dallas Stars?
The Stars numbers the other way. Marchman with Sagan fed their score! Tyler Sagan on the power play and make it a half dozen here in the first for Dallas.
Unbelievable. They had scored a total of 6 goals in their previous 3 games. They put up a 7th spot in an absolute dominant performance. Mason Marchman, 8th different player in franchise history to record 4 points in any period. He did that in the first, tied the franchise record for points in a period. He was brilliant. The Stars could really do no wrong. The power play was humming. It was brilliant. Otter had 20 saves. Brendan Smith had 2 assists in his 700th NHL game. Wyatt Johnston with a power play goal in his 3rd game for Dallas. I mean, it was unbelievable. A phenomenal performance. And they bounced back nicely because they got beat pretty good by the Winnipeg Jets, who are the best team right now, maybe in all of the NHL, I would say. And you got the good captain fight towards the end of the 3rd period when you were down ugly 4-0. Maybe that sparked a little bit for this team as they headed in to Pittsburgh. But a beautiful performance by your Dallas Stars as they look to get back in the top of the Western Conference standings moving forward. Been a rough patch. I mean, that Finland trip didn't go well.
No.
But you needed this. 7-1, it was just a total ass kicking for the Stars.
Yeah, that's what you hope to see more of. You know, I just chalk that up to being American at heart. You know, they're all American here, official team of Texas.
I love it. All right, we also do have today, congratulations to Jeremy Roenick, former NHL great. He's waited 16 years, but he will be in the Hockey Hall of Fame as he has received his call for induction. Now, I do think that famously, as a Stars fan, thing I remember Jeremy Roenick most of is, I believe it was Darian Hatcher, who just absolutely destroyed his chin.
That was for a payback for
broke
something.
The jaw. Yeah.
Is this for a payback that happened during the season?
I think
right?
It was. I think it was a payback shot. But yeah. That is, if you want to YouTube that, my goodness, he absolutely destroyed Jeremy Roenick. But his number.
Clean? Was it clean?
It was clean-ish, you know, for 90s hockey.
Is
I think it
was worse
clean.
Than what Tyler Murray took? Because that was kind of nasty.
It was nasty. I think it was worse. You can judge for yourself, though. I would recommend watching the video. It's pretty damn good. Just Jeremy Roenick just getting decapitated by Darian Hatcher. All right, let's talk some baseball real quick here on your home of the Rangers, your 2023 World Series champion, Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Roky Sasaki, okay? That's all heating up. The 23-year-old Rangers currently do not have the top odds to be able to add Roky Sasaki.
But we need special kind of money to do this, don't we?
Yeah, you know.
They've saved up a pretty good
amount.
We
don't have that, right?
If the Rangers they're going to have no dollars to sign him if he's posted before December 2nd. Rangers spent all of their allotted $4.652 million.
Yeah.
So this late in the year, no team has a significant amount of money remaining. According to the AP, the Yankees with $1.487 million and the Giants with $1.247 million are the only teams with more than $1 million remaining. However, if he's posted after December 2nd, then it would be the 2025 pool that the money comes out of, and the Rangers are one of 12 teams who have $6.267 million to spend. So that's the thing. You need him to wait until after December 2nd, which if you're Roky Sasaki and you're his agent and you see 12 teams now have $6-plus million to spend, I'll go ahead and wait because I'm going to get more money. It's just business.
Yeah.
So I think that he's absolutely going to be posted after December 2nd.
But make sure he doesn't forget more money, more problems. You know?
True.
I mean, if you're Chris Young, you're getting on the phone and you're letting him know that. Just a friendly reminder.
My Japanese baseball scouts.
What are they saying about him?
They were saying that he was dealing with some injuries this year. That, like, usually he is he's a really good.
Don't say
like,
that. The Cowboys are going to try and get him.
Well, like, he's you know, he touches, like, 99 with his splitter. And so that's there. He's kind of dealing with that. But when he's fully healthy, that was while he was hurt. When he's fully healthy. They're talking about him 99 to 102 when it comes. He's got an elite splitter. Again, my Japanese
baseball scouts.
The splitter's damn good.
Yep.
Well, so was Kazuhiro Sasaki's, the old Mariner closer. Had a hell of a splitter.
We also have the Juan Soto market. That's heating up. Blue Jays, Red Sox, you're going to be in on Soto. Blue Jays were heavy in on Shohei Ohtani. There was one time where we actually, I think, got ball sacked and thought that he was going to be a Toronto Blue Jay at one point.
Which one of us got ball sacked on that one?
I think we all might have. I think all of us were in on that.
It was a collective ball sacking, I believe. If one of us gets ball sacked, we all get ball sacked, Broadus. I mean, come on.
I just kind of feel like...
Have your players, have your teammates back.
I'm kind of Micah Parsons over here right now.
You throwing us under the bus?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, yeah. I feel like it's above my pay grade sometimes.
Yeah. But you work harder than everybody.
I do. I work way harder than everybody else in the show.
Certainly more than Mike McCarthy.
Corbin Burns also...
Somewhere Aaron Rodgers is going, you know what, that... Micah Parsons got a point.
You know what? He was on McAfee today. I wonder if there is a cut of him talking about that. I bet they had to have asked him about what Micah said.
I don't think he wants to go that path anymore.
He shouldn't.
I tell you what, if I'm Micah Parsons, I would worry about Mike McCarthy leaking stuff out about him.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday, and I think that that'd be juicy. On a Toxic Tuesday, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, get ready Tom Pelissero or somebody like
that. Get a little leaky-leak.
Or Italian law firm, Dan Graziano, one of those guys.
Yeah. Hey, you know my Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Yeah.
They finally did something in offensive coordinator.
I heard they got the guy, Dana Holgorsen is our OC now.
Dana Holgorsen.
Big Dana Holgorsen.
What's he done? Well, he has been a good offensive coordinator in the past. Former West Virginia Houston coach, joined the staff as an analyst, and now he's going to go ahead and take over for Marcus Satterfield, who famously said, what was it, 4 to 6 yards per play? That's kind of what he's looking at.
Come on, he's an old dude like me. He doesn't know metrics.
Dude, Marcus isn't old.
Oh.
I thought
I was trying to help him there.
No, this guy.
Does he not know metrics?
He should know yards per play as an offensive coordinator, but he was unfamiliar with the stat, unfamiliar with the verbiage.
Thank you.
By the way, Wolchuk, he was on, said, I love Mike McCarthy. We had 13 incredible years together. He's my boy, and he's built for adversity. It's what Aaron Rodgers said about Mike McCarthy in light of the Micah Parsons quote. Ooh. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah. Here, Lizard.
Glasses on.
Yeah, I brought them today. I got them on deck. All right, let's see here. Our winner and champ so far comes from the College Game Day, Pat McAfee, just mentioned on the show just a second ago. Just mentioned. This man is everywhere. He was down there in LSNU trying to get them boys to sing some neck on live television.
These fantastic Tigers, and I say, hey, y'all say,
jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, he was on it all day long.
All day long. Every segment he asked that question.
All day long.
Every segment.
It's like nobody tapped him on the shoulder and said, all right, man, that's enough. It's like, nah, I got to do it again.
Coach, I've been trying to figure out all morning, what are they saying? So what are they saying? I can't hear it, it's too loud.
Is that Reese Davis just cackling?
Oh, that's Desmond Howard.
Oh, that was Desmond Howard. Yeah, Desmond Howard. He's really loving
it. Desmond loves when he does stuff like this, yeah.
All right, man. Wifey, the old lady, she mad at me right now.
Uh-oh.
What'd she do?
Somebody's supposed to come by and look at the plumbing, you know, type of situation.
Tried to fix it yourself?
She didn't want me to. Well, I can't get down there. We have to have the city to come out and look out and make sure it's not us. It might not be us.
Oh.
Yeah. It might be the pipes near the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they got to come out and look at it. But she's nervous about it because she watches a whole lot of murder porn.
Oh, no.
So she thinks she's going to get moited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can't stay. Yeah, she's being real short with me. I was like, well, you got a pit bull here.
Yeah.
We got a few guns. You have a Rhodesian Ridgeback type of dog.
Hell yes.
got protection. And plus, you're hella strong, girl.
Yeah, she's safe with the Ridgeback.
You are hella strong. Nobody's going to mess with you. I promise you.
Usually the plumbers are going there not to kill you.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, hey, look, there's a dispatch. They know where they're going. She's like, that doesn't matter. watching that murder porn, bro.
It's the electricians you got to worry about, right?
There you go, electricians. Clean your name up out here. Let's go to our boy Cole. He called it a 6 o'clock sound off last night.
Yeah, it was good.
He has some words for Jerry, and he also spent some money that he wants back.
Cole's on line 9. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Cole, sound off like you got a pair.
Man, what irks me the most is the fact that we have a bunch of dudes that are supposed to be brought in here to not be soft. That was like the big thing that they started drafting and getting guys in free agency for. And yet we're blaming curtains not being up. How many times do we play at 325 a year? I think we have like three noon games a year at most.
Yep.
We play in this all the time. So when we're blowing teams out, the curtains aren't a problem. And here's another thing, and more what I'm more mad about. Jerry owes me $40 for another bag of weed. Because that must kill my
whoa, 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 whoa.
Come on.
Whoa.
Come on.
Cole made some good points.
Streamers did, got an man. Extra treat.
Points
night.
Were made. Yeah. Points were definitely made. You guys pretty good at putting up curtains?
No.
Yeah, me either, dog. The one sitting by my den right now that I put up by myself.
A little tilty.
There's a little tilt, and there's about seven holes until I found the one.
Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah. I want to fix it, but I'm scared the whole thing is going to fall apart. I put so many damn holes in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you gotta put those bolts into the studs.
Yeah, the stud finder. You gotta get those stud finders and try. Yeah.
I gave up, you know, because I got them in, and then my cat climbed it, pulled them off. And I said, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing. I pulled it all down, and I stapled like some kind of curtains to the
stapled?
Frame, to the frame itself, to the door itself. I said, here we go. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Don't look at it too long.
Yeah, I did, dude. You've always been more of a drapes guy anyways.
That's right.
Let's see here. Wheel of Fortune. It was a dude that made a very, very bad guess. Y'all seen that?
Oh, this is it's amazing.
This is phenomenal.
This is an awful guess, but he might have came up with a new slogan.
I'd like to buy a U.
Well, you're going to get three U's.
I'd like to solve a puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Oh. I'm sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
The guy to my right is an idiot.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Who was that was disappointed in his answer? Hold on.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. No.
Stephen Jones on the show.
It might have been the third guy that didn't get to answer. He knows he just handed the whole game to old girl over here.
Oh, geez. God. Come on, man.
Thought I had a chance.
Playing defense the whole time.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Round of sausage.
Yeah. It's like when the dude hits on 16 to your right. You're like, oh, good grief, bro. The dealer's showing a four.
Yeah. The only letter in the first word that was there was E, the final letter of give, and he thought it was treat.
Yeah.
Man, he said it with so much pride, too. He was smiling. Yeah. He's like, oh, I got this one.
Bought vowels and got it wrong.
I think the A in applause was showing, too, and he said sausage.
The round of sausage.
He had something else on his mind.
I mean, like, what the hell, dude?
Y'all need drywall anchors? What is that, fam? Yes. Yeah. Help me out.
Yeah, we do.
I need to, like, re-rub that thing and try it again.
Yeah. There's these screws that go in and then open up on the other side of the drywall. Oh, they're
are magical. Those blue things?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the ones I was tearing up, bro. You see the holes in it.
Yeah, I got to make the hole bigger here to get this thing in and then that thing in. Yeah.
You would have thought a bird made that damn thing.
Yes.
All right, one more before I get out of here. I'm sorry.
Much better at painting, I found out.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try. I cannot wait to try. I mean, I've done it before, but I got a whole lot to do.
I was doing the math on how much it costs compared to how much I could do it for.
Yeah.
And it was like 10 to 1.
Really?
I'm like, there's no way I'm paying somebody else this much to do this.
I thought you'd have called Peyton Manning.
Right?
Really? Yeah.
Those commercials, dude. So good. I love those commercials so much.
Yeah, Peyton Manning is amazing.
He's like, Peyton. Peyton.
Yeah. It was either that or cruise through East Dallas and whistle at the guys to jump in the back of the truck.
Hey, homeboy.
Yeah. How much did that cost?
Help me out, bro.
I gotta know. How much do those guys cost?
I guess you negotiate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that, too.
Right?
I thought about
pretty
that,
handy.
Too, bro.
Not insured.
Oh, I'm doing so bad. All right. Last one right here. This is how the interview started with Jerry Jones on the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop?
And I know Jerry would say this when I signed up for, but I do respect him just showing up for all these interviews while all this is happening. Like, this has to be a beating. And he's putting his jaw out there after the game, twice a week with us. That's gotta stink.
There's we say this in gambling, boy, when this game, you know, it's a bad loss. You got kicked right in the you know what.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been getting kicked there.
but he's showing up for it.
Uh-huh.
And he takes the questions, so that's got to be difficult. Yeah. I do respect that.
People pay good money for that.
Getting kicked?
Oh, yeah.
It's kinky like RJ.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Bring in Jerry Jones, brought to you by
he
North
said
Texas
it's a category.
Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good to be on with you, and I was listening to you there in your monologue real good, and you've got me really good and softened up, so let me have it.
Softened up,
so let me have it.
Yeah, that's where you know the guy's on hold, but you act like you're filibustering, saying a bunch of nice things about him. Oh, you're on hold. I didn't even know it, man. Nice to talk to you. Okay, is it Jerry with Sean and RJ? Is it Pat McAfee? Our champ, is it Cole from the Sound Off? Is it the Wheel of Misfortune? Kind of sound like a bachelorette party slogan, you know? By the way, the 817 says when you pick those guys up,
my bad.
They require lunch, Lucius. What was that about the cop?
And $100 to $200 per day, I see, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that on there.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I don't know what I was going to say. I had a joke, but I totally forgot it. It's so elusive, those darn jokes, I tell you what.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to go for Wheel of Misfortune, Chief.
Yeah. First round of sausages on me tonight, boys. We're going with that.
Jerry Jones and RJ and Choppy Show. Shout out to Sean and Bobby and Peyton.
Wolchuk?
Yeah, I think I'll go with Jerry in the morning show.
We're tied at two, Brian.
I'm going to vote for Cole.
We're still tied at two, which means you're going to want to jump onto the at GBag Nation Twitter X account, at GBag Nation. Follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. We'll create a little Insta poll. You can vote over the next 5 minutes. Then we'll be back, and we're going to announce the champion and then resume the sports content. And what do we have coming up next, Chief?
Got a little College Football Tuesday, Darty, featuring the first ever college football restroom revelations.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. ESPN's NBA reporter Kendra Andrews coming up at 3 o'clock live from Golden State, where your Mavs will visit the Warriors tonight. Here's Chief with the college football Darty.
Yes, sir. Happy Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. We had a heck of a college football weekend, and some of the fallout is just pretty amazing. Colorado goes into Lubbock, and they win 41-27. Travis Hunter is continuing to make his case for being the Heisman Trophy winner. He had a game-high 9 catches for 99 yards and a touchdown. And he also ended up playing 89 snaps on defense, 7 on special teams. Couple that with the 74 he had on offense, he set a career high in total snaps played in a game, 170 snaps Travis Hunter played versus Texas Tech. And he had an interception on a play that was a defensive penalty. They were offsides. They were avoiding him the whole time. Like the first half of the game, they were not throwing his direction. That was part of the game plan. Then all of a sudden they get one of those free plays because the defense jumped offsides and the quarterback's like, "All right, this will be the one time I'll test Hunter." And he picks it off.
Nice.
But of course, it's not in the box score because it was a defensive penalty. But like the one time they tested him, it was like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get that intercepted. He just continues to impress at the highest level. And apparently, he's got a younger brother who is tearing it up right now as well. I saw Max Preps just acknowledging the sophomore Travis Hunter, younger brother of Travis Hunter, and he's having a bit of a breakout season right now. So just something to bookmark over the next couple of years. I don't know if he's a two-way beast like Travis actually is, but yeah. He's got a younger brother who's apparently quite the stud as well, playing high school football in Georgia right now. Now
so there's Travis and Travis?
Travis and Travis, yes.
Nice. Okay, because I first saw that and I thought they were both Travis Hunter.
That when I first read it, I did reread it and just had to check myself there as well.
We just changed the letter.
It was a George Foreman situation where the dad was a legend. He was like, let's get them all named after me.
Let's figure out a way. We won't make it the exact same. We'll just put our own little twist
there's
on
Georgina,
it.
There's Georgina. There's Georgie.
Throw an extra letter in there. We'll be
Deion
fine.
Deion Sanders and Deandra.
Yeah. Now, Broadus, I know we're going to get full reports, but you're early in your draft process, and you've seen Travis Hunter immediately being your number one player.
Yeah, I've evaluated 7 players so far. I'll tell you what, though, he is he's just amazing. When you start talking about potential two-way players and stuff like that, he's so much better. We go back to even Charles Woodson as a two-way player for Michigan in the late 90s and what he was able to do. But
it wasn't like this,
not like this. Yeah. Not like this. This is
a full-time player on both sides.
Yeah, this is going to be one where, me personally, I'd play him at wide receiver. I think he can honestly impact games more playing wide receiver than he can cornerback. And he could be a damn good corner. He could absolutely be a guy. But to me, you watch how in Colorado, I mean, they're very fortunate that they have a quarterback that can get him the ball. But there was a time there where Colorado didn't protect particularly well and their offensive scheme wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that Pat Shurmur would have been the coordinator for them earlier, because you could kind of see some of the routes that he's running and the way that he's able to play, you know, with in-breaking routes, routes on the move. There's a thought about what I was thinking. If Mike McCarthy and this coaching staff were still here, would they know how to use Travis Hunter? That would be my question.
It's definitely a fair question. And I was wondering, like, as we talked about how high the Cowboys could be drafted.
Yeah.
Like, would you even consider taking a Travis Hunter number one overall? Because you haven't seen a wide receiver since Keyshawn Johnson go number one.
Right.
But if he's a guy that can play both ways, does that then change how you're going to evaluate that? If you take him at one, it's because you probably feel like, I'm going to play him both as a wide receiver and a corner, and that right. makes it valuable and worth doing.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to look at him like a full-time two-way player like he is right now. I'm sure they'll have a plan like Broadus, like, hey, you're our wide receiver, and then we also have some packages for you to be on the field defensively.
I wonder, there's another guy, this Tet McMillan from Arizona that I looked at.
He's a superstar
Luther
receiver.
Luther Burden's supposed to be a stud from Mizzou as well.
Yeah, I haven't got to him as well, but the, you know, 6'5", 212. I wonder if some teams are going to have McMillan over
Travis Hunter
as a receiver, and so that would mean. But I'll tell you this though, Penn State's got a damn good edge. This Abdul Carter from, like I say, he's 6'3", he's 259 pounds. Boy, I tell you, he wears number 11.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch him. I watched him against USC and Ohio State, and you want to talk about a legitimate get after you edge rusher type of guy. I mean, this cat is he's
serious.
The bend, the flexibility, the ability to get around the corner. He causes problems. I mean, they drop him sometimes. He can knock balls out. I mean, this guy, they've so far through seven guys, I've seen some really encouraging players. If Dallas is in that top five, you know, and we're just going to keep working through this list. I got Dane's top 50.
Dane posted it today on the Athletic. If you're interested,
so I'm just going to take his list and work my way down, but. Boy, the returns so far, you know, even looking a little bit at free safety there. I mean, I don't know Dallas would take, but this kid,
Malik
Starks. I mean, he's 6'1", 205. He's a tough son of a gun and can run. I mean, there's going to be some players if Dallas is still going to sit in this top 10 that they can go a lot of different directions. You'll hear me probably say that a bunch, but so far so good of the first seven I've seen.
Well, I thought maybe the funniest part was during the game the other night in Lubbock was head coach Joey McGuire having to get on a microphone and tell the entire crowd there to please stop throwing crap onto the field.
Yeah.
Because this is just now, and we can blame the Longhorns
for
this.
Happened in Ole Miss and Georgia too.
And blame the powers that be, like the SEC and the Big Ten, because we saw it in a Ohio State game, I believe. They're just not doing enough about it, and so now you got stuff getting thrown on the field. It's ridiculous. Did you see the video of the Texas Tech ball boy getting into a bit of a scuffle with Shiloh, and then Shadur stepped up and had his brother's back? Shiloh scores a touchdown. The ball boy for Texas Tech, as Shiloh and everybody is and his teammates are dancing and celebrating in the end zone, Shiloh still has the ball in his hand. The ball boy is trying to get the ball out of his hand, so he just kind of like goes up there relatively disrespectfully, knocks the ball out of his hand.
Hit it with a little spundu. Boom.
Yeah.
Spundu.
Yeah.
And then Shiloh obviously is like, yo, what the heck are you doing? And then Shadur comes over, and it's this this whole exchange. It didn't get out of hand.
No.
But it was definitely an interesting just fallout from what was a ruckus environment.
Yeah, that kid was told, hey, you're coming back with all the footballs tonight. None of these footballs are getting out of here. So kid was probably, you know, telling
the football guy,
yeah, go do your job. And so he did slap it out of his hands. He's just wait for him, ask him for it, and then get it back.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a game sealing touchdown. is what it was. I think
frustration got the best of
ball. I think the ball boy was thinking that thing was going back to Boulder.
Because ball boys are drinking and stuff during the game too, just like student section stuff, right? At college football games.
Hammered.
Yeah. So this dude was just acting like the rabid Raider Rash fans that were.
Oh, that was
that
so irresponsible.
That's not true.
I think it's common knowledge.
They all have a little fireball in the pocket or something.
Popping gummies.
Yeah, they need to drop a bomb. What?
Gummies for the ball boys?
Man, these players are doing all kinds of weird things. There's a Derek Wolfe story we'll get to later on in the week.
Oh.
You don't think they're gummying before games?
You just tease a Derek Wolfe gummy story for later in the week?
Dude, it's not even gummies. It sounds like whatever this drug the Penguin was selling.
I saw the videos of the Boston Red Sox players drinking it up before games.
Oh, yeah, they did that back in the day, 05 or something like that, 04.
They were doing the mega shots before the game.
They had to. They were down 3-0 to the Yankees. Yeah. It was time to go.
Well, they had to relax.
When you say mega shots, is that a bunch of normal size shots or is that one giant size
shot? No, like multiple shots.
Wow.
Like, you know, multiple, like, you know, 2, 3, 4 shots. Kind of like watching Bobby that one time we got on. I remember we were in Oxnard and we got after him a little bit. And Bobby like put like 4 shots, 5 shots down and did them all in a row. Like he was in the old West.
Hey, shout out to Jeff. He called them out. He's like, that's weird. A look at me thing. You'll learn that in therapy.
Yeah.
And I think it was.
I do have some college football restroom revelations. It's a combo platter of audio clips. We will push that into the hodgepodge. 4 o'clock. Be there.
That sounds wonderful.
Be there,
Chief.
Dawson.
Thank you so much. I will. I wouldn't miss that.
I'm
okay.
Sorry we couldn't get to that.
ESPN NBA reporter Kendra Andrews is live in Northern California covering Warriors Mavs tonight, and she'll join us next here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.